Hi, I'm Robin Trimmingham, and I'm here with Bill Story, the founder of Olderhood.com, and you're listening to Retirement Happiness, a continuing series. So, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Robin. Hi, everybody. This has been a tremendous week, actually, particularly in the Olderhood International Club, which is the, you know, the side venture, if you wish, of Olderhood.com. OIC, as we call it, the Olderhood International Club, just went over 1,000 members.
I know, that's so exciting. We've got people from all over the world, and I can't believe how quickly this club has caught on, because we've really just started in the fall. If you haven't already joined, you can join by going to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/olderhoodcom, and you click on the OIC tab at the top of the page.
Yeah, we've got members from, oh my goodness me, the States, Canada, India, Malaysia, Philippines, Hong Kong, Thailand, Australia, South Africa. It's unbelievable. I don't think we actually had any targets when we set out.
No, because we had no idea what would happen. This is something that the members asked us for off our Facebook page, and we responded. So if you have any other great ideas for how we can grow Olderhood, please, you know, write into us. If we think we can find a way to make it work, we will absolutely do whatever you suggest.
We've got sharing of information and ideas and photographs, and we're learning so much about different people's cultures, recipes, food.
And dogs. Yes. We've started having some posts about animals.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I have to tell you about my little dog, Sonny. Some of you already know I have a Yorkshire Terrier. He weighs 7 pounds, and he has the personality of an absolutely enormous animal. He's so full of fun, and he's a big jumper. So I have this big patio, and I didn't want him getting off into the rest of the garden because it's not really fenced. I just have shrubs. And so I thought that I would put up a lattice fence to contain him on the patio so that he could play and be safe. So I went to the hardware store, I got the lattice, I brought it home, I attached it all together, I, you know, enclosed the area, and within 4 seconds, guess what he did?
Oh.
He jumped up on top of the wall, looked at me with his huge grin on his face, how proud of himself he was, and hopped out into the rest of the garden.
Off the wall.
Off the wall.
He is off the wall, is that what you mean? He's completely off the wall.
Well, so is his owner, but what can we say about that?
Well, there you go.
So at first, I was really, really angry. And I was like, I'd gone to all this trouble to make his play area safe, and he'd gone and shown me that he could get out, and you know, this was a big old joke. And then I realized he was being helpful. In his little mind, he's showing me, see, don't worry, you've put a fence here, but that's not a problem for me. I'm going to be able to hop up here and get out just the same.
Well, maybe you should take the cost of the fence out of his pocket money this week. Maybe that's
what I'm going to restrict his TV access.
We had a tremendous image that we posted this week on Facebook of a cute little dog. Some of you may have seen it. And it was talking about... you know, if your dog sleeps in your bed, and for those people who don't understand why you would allow your dog to sleep in your bed, the caption says, it doesn't matter if you don't understand, because the dog understands. It was tremendous. We had a phenomenal feedback on that.
Oh, I know. Everybody loved that one. What is it about dogs? They have this way of taking over your life and being like really sort of wise and intuitive all at the same time. I mean, I wish people were more like that.
Well, dogs don't talk back. I mean, that's one of the major advantages.
Well, maybe yours doesn't. Mine certainly got lots to say.
Yeah, I know. He's actually a member of our family, but I won't name him. But he always used to make fun of the fact that if he came in late one night and he'd had maybe just a little bit too much to drink, then the dog would just sit there and say, hi, welcome. Wouldn't ask him where he'd been, wouldn't mention what time it was, wouldn't mention the fact that he was inebriated. He loved that idea. I think that's a pretty good idea as well.
You know what? That's what I love about dogs. You come home at the end of the day. It doesn't matter how the day's been. It doesn't matter what kind of mood you're in, what the weather is. Your dog is always delighted to see you. And, especially mine, who his way of saying hi is to leap straight up in the air as high as he can. And he's like, hey, hi.
Yeah,
how?
feed me.
Glad to see you. How are you doing? You're here. You know, and he always makes me smile.
So what we're saying then is that for retirement happiness,
You should have a dog.
Is there any other animals that we should have?
Oh, well, we're not excluding anybody. If somebody is in love with cats or gerbils or lizards or whatever,
tigers. I posted an article in the OIC this morning of a video shot in the States, I think it was, I can't remember, of tigers at play in water, and it is phenomenal. I love tigers.
I love animals in general. I think what we're saying is that once you're older and a little wiser, take the opportunity to have a relationship with an animal, because it will definitely bring something to your life.
Cool.
And I think that's a great place to stop.
Okay,
so don't forget to check us out on Facebook, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.